Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor. Sometimes we give you a little bit of a bonus here on the podcast feed. This is Floor Crew. This comes to you from Jonathan, Gad, Matt, and Mateo, four of the contributors to the Five Reasons Sports Network. It first aired on the Five Reasons YouTube channel on Monday night. Every single week there, these four guys go through everything that happened with the Heat the week before and what may happen the next week. And now, the latest episode of Floor Crew.
Welcome to the Miami Heat Floor Crew here on the Five Reasons Sports Network. I'm your host, Jonathan. We got my man, Gad, Matt, and Mateo. And every week, we bring you weekly Heat news. We break down the last week for you. Break down kind of some, you know, trends that we've seen from some players and the team overall. This week, we went 5-0. We didn't even have a five-game winning streak last season. So for us to do that 10 games in this year is something that's impressive nonetheless. This team seems to be putting it together defensively. Bam Adebayo seems to be awakened what we've all seen in him for a long time. And we've seen some great things from, you know, Jaquez. We've seen some good spurts from Haywood Highsmith. Even Duncan Robinson putting Wemby on his welcome to the NBA moment isn't what I expected to say at coming into tonight. But nonetheless, we've had a great week so far. We've joined by Mr. Gad, Matt, and like I said, Mateo. So we'll get right into it, guys. I just want a quick recap of your breakdown on this last week of what we saw from the Miami Heat. Mateo, you weren't here with us last week. I want to give you a chance to kind of show some love and what's going on with that. So break down what you saw from this Heat team last week, some things that you like, some things you feel like we can maybe even get better at.
Well, guys, it's good to be back with y'all. In this last week, the Heat are scoring effectively from the field, logging 48% of their baskets, almost actually 49%, and 37% from three-point range, which is very good. The problem here is that the defense has not been up to par, and they're giving up 48% of the opponents or baskets on the opponents' tries, which is awful. And now they've won five in a row. And if you would have asked people at the start of the season, would you have expected them after 12 games, which is, I'm sorry, yeah, 10 games, which is 12% of the year, would you have expected them to be the third seed? I feel like most people would have told you no if you told them Jimmy Butler wouldn't be playing up to his standards and only would have been for two of the games this season. It's very significant that the Heat can win five in a row with Jimmy not being himself, and also guys like Caleb Martin out with tendinosis, Tyler Hero out for the last two. Like Jonathan pointed out a moment ago, this team didn't win five in a row all of last year. And I think a lot of people have forgotten all of that because of the excellence you saw in the last postseason run that's washed over what you saw in the last regular season. But they definitely need to correct the defense. And obviously, not having Jimmy up to his standards obviously doesn't allow him to play with as much freedom. But what you've also seen in the last week, Haywood Highsmith is someone who has probably locked up the power forward position, or if he hasn't, should, because of his skill set. pestering three or four positions in man-to-man coverage or also working well in the zone. You definitely saw this over the weekend. He bothered Trae Young, holding him to 33% shooting from the field. And yesterday in the win against the San Antonio Spurs, he matched up with seven different San Antonio players. That is at a premium. He can do it all, starting from stopping the ball at the point of attack to banging with the big men in the back line. So he is someone who has been excellent for the Heat, and it has helped soothe over the absence of Caleb Martin. And also Josh Richardson appears to be back. He wasn't playing so well in the first quarter of yesterday's win, but as the game wore along, he defended a little better. He also hit some two big baskets in the fourth quarter. But right now what you're seeing from the Heat is very significant, because again, with no Jimmy out, it goes to show you that the team is a little more dangerous and a little deeper than people thought. So they should probably reevaluate their prognostics.
Yeah, definitely. I think going into the season, myself included, I really gave this team not much of a shot, you know, as far as how deep this team was going to be, and just kind of underestimating some of the additions that we were going to get, right? Obviously with Jay Rich, and I love the topics you brought out, because we're going to be able to break that down moving with what we said. You know, like you said, with Jay Rich kind of making some big buckets, it was almost that Jay Rich, no. Oh, Jay Rich, yes, you made the three. All right, we'll take that, you know, and he ended up taking that little mid-range jumper, which is something that we've seen as a patented move of his before he left Miami. He loved that little mid-range jumper. He was good with that. I love to see him getting back to that as well. Like you said, with Haywood Highsmith really filling that role in the power forward position, I think that's just allowing for us to be way better defensively, not having to fill as much gaps, like you said, not only for his defense against big men, but also to be able to rotate and cover multiple positions is something that I love to see from as well. Matt, I want to touch on more so what we saw from Bam Adebayo, because I think this was probably the best week in his career so far. And something that I saw, this is from Cooper Moorhead, over the last four games, averaging 25 points on above 50% shooting, 14 rebounds or higher, five assists also with a couple steals and blocks. The only other players in NBA history to do that, Hakeem, Bird, Giannis, and Kareem. So Bam Adebayo over the last four games, putting himself in incredibly high talented people that around that stretch. Matt, what did you see from Bam Adebayo this week? What did you love from his game when he played?
He's comfortable. He's aggressive. Like, we've seen him grab and go in transition, initiate offense. The thing that I like about him that we're seeing more from him this year is the versatility defensively. And like, we talk about Bam's versatility, about him being able to guard one through five. Well, now they're using him in more of a drop, because you have those point of attack defenders like Haywood Highsmith, like Jaime Jaquez, and you're able to put him in those positions. And now guess what? Miami, their opponents are shooting like 7% less at the rim with Bam on the floor compared to when he's not on the floor, which is like really, really important. The rim attempts are a little bit higher overall, but with Bam on the floor, like he's being more versatile with it. Like we've seen a couple of times already this season, but specifically yesterday against San Antonio, him being in drop against Victor Wembanyama, teams are trying to throw lobs to him or trying to throw over the top. Well, guess what? Bam creates turnover. He creates that deflection. It's going the other way. That's the impact that Bam has. And like when we see him offensively, when he's in the pick and roll, when he's in the half court, he's a lot more confident in terms of like, we're not seeing the passiveness that we've seen over the last several years. I mean, sure, it's maybe here and there in terms of like his post-up isolations or whatever, but in terms of like when he's getting it at the elbow or when he's getting it in the mid-range, he's going up with it and he's going up confidently with it. And then obviously like him being impactful on the offensive glass, there have definitely been times where he's kind of that hub around there. He'll grab a rebound. He'll slam it. He'll be that guy in the dunker spot that you can outlet to if a guy's driving, getting to the rim, like Duncan Robinson, who we're going to be talking about in a little bit. But he's just been everywhere. He's confident. He's aggressive. This is the best that he's played in his career, and I don't really see it slowing down from anytime soon.
Yeah, not only offensively, but defensively, he's just looked amazing, covering all the gaps and all the holes that we've had with this. And I think that the Miami Heat social media page has also upticked and trying to get him that defensive player of the year, because they're starting to post clips as well of all the crazy things that Bam Adebayo is doing. I'm pretty sure if I saw the number correct, it's under 37% that he's holding players to on isolation plays. So incredible defensive aptitude from Bam Adebayo. Gad, anything else you want to add on Bam Adebayo before we break down the rest of this team?
Honestly, he looks like a leader, and I feel like it's intentional. I feel like he has kind of shown a different disposition this year on both ends of the floor. Like, hey, this is my team. Now, will that carry over to, let's say, the really, really important games in the playoffs? There's going to be some Jimmy moments where Jimmy's the alpha of this team, of course. But I like that Bam is kind of inserting himself in that conversation, less of like a 2A and more of like a 1B, which if that is what he develops into throughout the season, that's a fantastic development for the Heat, because they need him to understand he needs to be the second guy on both ends of the floor. He needs to do it on offense and defense, because sometimes there'll be some moments where he hasn't really done it on the offensive end. Like Matt said, there's been some passivity. We're not seeing that right now. So that's, I mean, listen, Matt covered it all. I don't have to add too much, but Bam has been very impressive to start the season.
And I think your point with him being named the captain, I think that might have flipped somewhat of a switch in him, right? That happening along with the retirement of Udonis Haslem, I think that forced him to grow a little bit more, right? He had to take that leadership role. He's appointed by Udonis as the next great big man in Heat history, right? So I think he really took that to heart with the retirement of UD, like not having that voice in the locker room anymore. And when you're preaching that stuff to all the young guys around you, he's obviously going to have to practice that stuff, right? Being the hardest working guy. And we've seen that with the offensive glass, right? The type of rebounds that he's seen, we've seen that Udonis scrappiness from him a little bit extra too, right? You're seeing a little bit more. When the ball's going to the ground, he's diving for the ball, right? These are things that your leader does not only want you to say, but you want him to see do as well. So, yeah, I'm going to go back around you this way. We're going to go this way. Outside of Bam Adebayo, we've seen a lot of players be very impressive. Jaquez defensively and offensively hitting big shots Saturday and then on Sunday hitting a game-clinching steal, right? We've seen Duncan Robinson have one of his best games offensively of his career this week last night. I thought that was just incredible to see what he did. Even Kyle Lowry, you know, I think what Kyle Lowry has done to hold up his end of the bargain too has silenced, you know, at least for right now, a couple of the doubters for his, you know, for how he's playing. He's not hesitating as much. And I think a common theme for everybody on this Heat team is there's just a lack of hesitation from a lot of these players, right? Bam Adebayo, as somebody mentioned in the comments, I want to give him credit real quick. It was LPFan23, you know, saying that a lot of, you know, like I'm saying, Bam's not hesitating as much. Same thing with Kyle Lowry. We always felt like Kyle Lowry is over dribbling at points and you know, looking to maybe pass. He's taking those 3-point shots. And, you know, I want him to take those shots, put the pressure on the defense, draw him out more to kind of go on from that. And Anthony, we'll get into the comment about your draft pick about Oklahoma City. We'll definitely touch on that too, because that's definitely some good information as far as what we can do with the future comes to that. But Gad, I want you to break down who has been your favorite player outside of Bam Adebayo during this last week for the Heat.
Duncan Robinson. And it's not because there's been some bad 3-point shooting nights, right? But the issue that, I mean, I in specific am someone who has slandered Duncan Robinson countless times on this exact YouTube platform. So I'll be one of the first people to go ahead and give him a ton of credit for the basketball player that he looks like he's developing into. He is not, you remember, Jonathan, we would be on the post-game show sometimes and say he's not playing basketball, he's playing tag. Because it was just, he was just running back and forth, just hoping that Bam would get him a handoff and be able to create something for him. It's not like that anymore. There was a moment last night where he legit rejected a pick and roll, went to the rim, and I believe he drew the foul. Like, that Duncan Robinson also having a post-hezzy on Victor Wembanyama and then getting to the rim and finishing, that is basketball. That is hooping. That's a pure hooper right there. Like, this rendition of Duncan Robinson is such an offensive weapon that it doesn't matter if he has a game where he goes 2 of 9 from three or whatever, because you can probably count on the fact that he's going to create advantages elsewhere. If I told you coming into this season that Duncan Robinson was going to be one of the, I mean, you can honestly say top two, but I'll keep it at like top three or top four guys that's getting to the rim off the dribble for the Miami Heat, I don't think anyone would believe me. I would probably be in a psych ward right now. But he's playing such good, smart basketball. He's making the defenses react to him in ways that they have no idea how to do. It's not on the scouting report because this is stuff he has not done yet. So shout out Duncan, man. He's playing confident, and with or without the 3-point shot falling, he just looks good. He's playing good or better on both ends, and it's really, really going to help this team out, especially with Tyler Hero's absence.
Yeah, I think like the last thing you said, with his absence, is going to be super key. I think the one part of last night's game that really just blew my mind was having him pump fake somebody twice and then hitting the shot, right? He pump faked. I can't remember who was guarding him. He got his defender to jump. He went, took a step back, pump faked again, got his defender to jump a second time, and then he nailed the three. I don't think I was ever going to see Duncan Robinson do something that saucy in my life, but that was one of the coldest things I've ever seen. And I think that's probably his two best career moments last night. I think those probably could be two of his best moments in his highlight reel. Matt, I want you to touch on who you feel like outside of those guys has impressed you the most for the Heat team.
I mean, if I'm not going to include Duncan Robinson, because Gad stole my answer, no. I'll probably say Jaime Jaquez. And it's just because, like, I want to – he's been so awesome to watch as a rookie so far. And, like, he's so developed, or he at least he feels like it because he was a four-year college guy. Like, I think it was the Atlanta Press, or someone asked Spo about, like, the experience that Jaime Jaquez has. And they're like, he's experienced without experience. And Spo's like, no, he's, like, a very experienced player. Like, this is kind of, like, not a rookie. Or he's a rookie, but not a rookie at the same time. And, like, just watching him, how he's developed offensively, like, I want to see Miami run offense through him a little bit more in, like, the post, him in live dribble situations, him being that decision maker that we've seen the potential of already throughout the preseason, throughout these first 9-10 games. Like, he has that skill, as well as him being able to be super instinctual defensively on and off the ball. Like, he's just been so fun to watch. I don't know if people expected him to be this far along yet, even if the statistics aren't there. Like, he's still shooting the ball relatively poorly. Like, that's going to come along, I think, over time. But he's shown that he is, like, a winning basketball player, and how he plays is conducive to success on the floor, whether he is starting, whether he is the seventh, eighth, ninth guy off the bench. Like, it's been so much fun to watch, just to see and it's going to be fun to watch, like, how, if his role expands throughout the year, like, if he's getting more touches in games 30 and game 40, so on and so forth. We're just seeing it on the surface right now. We're just seeing the start of it. Just imagine what it's going to be like by the end of his rookie season and beyond, really.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight it handles, I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer, means you can use them longer, and also they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. Harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Absolutely. I think to your point, what he's been able to do, even if he's starting or if he's just doing a couple of minutes, right? Defensively, the man can hold his own. You guys talked about it last time, how he's just so smart with his scouting, right? When an opposing player is going to spin, he can kind of read where they're going to spin to and poke that ball out of there. I.e. last night, the last play of the game for the San Antonio Spurs, the guy was, you know, going to the rim. He helped Jimmy Butler. He got the strip. Jimmy got the steal, and it was able to seal the game off. So Jaime's doing great things, not only offensively, but I think defensively, his presence, his scouting, just his IQ on the court is so high for someone that's so young. Like you said, Matt, it's very impressive to see. And I'm really curious to see, especially with Tyler out now and having, you know, Caleb out currently, that expanded role that he's going to get is going to be really useful. So when it comes time for the playoffs and you need somebody that's going to fill a couple of those minutes when that rotation tightens up, he might have a spot come to that time. Mateo, obviously, you know, not many players left as far as that goes, but I want you to break down, like you said, maybe some one of the players that were you most impressed with. And I also want you to break down with maybe who do you, outside of Jimmy Butler, that's the obvious answer, but who do you want to see more out of over this next week or two with the absence of Tyler Hero?
Oh, well, first I got to jump on Matt's point about Jaime Jaquez. You know, on draft or after draft night, I was telling anybody who would listen to me that the value at plus 10,000 on most of the sports books was too good to pass up, because anybody who saw him play at school, identifying that footwork as the best in the draft, could tell you this guy is definitely going to get between 20 and 25 minutes per game at the minimum as a rookie. And I haven't checked statistically what it is right now, but I think in the last five games, he's definitely hitting those marks. But he is someone who defensively is very good at locking and trailing and defending on the ball. I think he is also very good at that. I think he's deceptively like big. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain, but he's got a good wingspan. He moves his feet well. He's got broad shoulders. He's someone that's a very good prospect at that end of the floor who's already contributing immediately. He reminds me a lot of Bruce Brown because of how versatile he is on that side of the floor and how he can also score between 10 to 15 points without a play run for him, just because of his mobility, cuts or, you know, going around a handoff. So I really like him. Obviously, I mean, I know we've touched on Bam. I got to say real quick, you know, his jump shot reminds me a lot of Patrick Ewing's. And for the people who saw Patrick Ewing, his jump shot was automatic when he played for the New York Knicks. When it went up for mid-range, you expected it to fall down. I have the same feeling when I see Bam pull up from the elbow. It's a shock to me when it doesn't go in. And right now, he is also one of the best defenders in the league. I don't think you can reasonably put him below top five. So that puts him no less than a top three center in the NBA. But from the guys, you know, I want to see more from, you know, in Tyler's absence, it's really, I want to see more of Duncan keep doing this, because last year, 13% of his field goals were two pointers, which is not very much. And I'm sorry, not 13%, it was 19%. Pardon me. This year, it is 34.6%. That is a 15% increase. That is very significant. It means he is pressuring the defense in more ways. And I know our guys here have covered it. He is attacking the basket more off cuts. He is also putting the ball on the floor on the floor now more off a handoff with Bam. And like what you saw yesterday, that Steve Smith hesitation on the baseline against Wembanyama that got him an inside layup. These are the things I want to see, because last year and the year before, I was very vocal in saying Duncan Robinson is not a very good NBA player, because as someone who just took a lot of three-point shots, I said when the defense schemed that out, he wasn't providing very much. That has not been the case this season. He can now score with inside the arc, and he hasn't been a zero defensively. So I really want to see more of him do that. Bam has been tremendous. Jaime has, like Matt said, he's not a real rookie, because, you know, the one and done rule, a lot of players use that and they come out of school way before they should. And when you got someone like Jaime who spent multiple years and is around 22 years old, he's much more developed than a lot of these guys and ready for immediate contribution. So jumping on a lot of these guys' points too, of course.
Absolutely. So this is a question that I'm going to throw real quick to all you guys, and this wasn't one on the little scouting report I gave you. Is Jaime Jaquez, and it's just a quick, give me a quick 10 seconds and why, is Jaime Jaquez going to be first team all rookie defense when it comes to this season? Mateo, I'll let you start.
I'm not sure they got an all rookie defense, but all rookie team for sure.
Right, all rookie team, right. No, yeah.
No. I'm just busting your chops. I definitively think he will make that because, listen, when Caleb Martin gets back, is Kevin Love going to be the guy who gets phased out with the minutes, or is it going to be somebody else? Because what Jaime is doing on both ends of the floor, and again, as someone who can score with, you know, without a lot of usage, you cannot shelve this guy. So if he keeps doing that, what he did in, over these last five games for the rest of the season, without a doubt, he will for sure. Yes.
Matt?
I think he will make an all rookie team. And like, to kind of bounce off that, with Tyler being out, with Caleb, we don't really know when Caleb's coming back. Like, there really isn't like a timetable because of its knee tendinosis. That's chronic. That can linger until to December. That can linger into January. Like, we have guys who are out right now, and so you're gonna build the confidence of a Jaime Jaquez, who is already a confident player, and you're gonna get him more reps. Even though he's getting some reps, are like, he's going to just get it more on his plate. Kind of like what we saw from Bam, like very, very early in his career. Spo, you really, after each year, was adding more to his plate. Same thing with Tyler. With Jaime Jaquez, it's almost the same deal. And again, like what he's doing right now, it's conducive to success. So I think that he will be an all rookie in some form or fashion when it's all said and done. And that's saying a lot because this rookie class looks pretty good so far.
Yeah, definitely does have a lot of talent coming into it. Gad, before we break down next week's upcoming schedule, just like I said, final thoughts on Jaquez and where do you see him standing as a rookie when it's all said and done?
I think he's going to be one of those guys that at the end of the year, they're going to take a look back after everyone has a fantastic rookie season. All these dudes have highlights. They look like the second coming for their teams or whatever. You're going to see Jaime Jaquez squeaks in the second team forward spot. He'll squeak in right there and be like the ninth or 10th guy that made it. But it's going to be well-deserved. He looks all the parts to be a guy that can contribute on a playoff team, which is what I believe he will do. And it's exciting. It's fun to have another young player that it looks like they hit on a draft pick relative to where they drafted him. So that's all I got on him.
Absolutely, man. So let's get into this next week, guys. Before we close it out, we got a couple games on the schedule. The next one coming up, I believe, is versus the Charlotte Hornets, and that is Charlotte Hornets, and that's going to be part of the group play for the in-season tournament there. And then after that, we have the Brooklyn Nets, then the Chicago Bulls, and then next week, we're actually Chicago Bulls twice, Saturday and next Monday too. So that's going to go into that one. But yeah, I'll let you break it down. Those are four winnable games. I mean, that's, you know, those are really truly four winnable games coming into that one. Give us your prediction. How do you think we go over those next four?
I think they beat the, do I think they win eight straight? If there's a team they're going to lose to, it's probably the Nets, because they, for some reason, just can't beat the Nets, I feel like. And when they do, it feels like they do it on accident. I think they're going to beat the Charlotte Ornaments. I think they're going to beat the Chicago Bills. I don't think either one of those teams are good. Although I will say, and Bam has been doing fantastic against every great big that they're good big that's been thrown at him. But I am excited to see the matchup against Mark Williams. I think he's a very underrated player. He's a good guy on both ends of the floor, kind of like a young Clint Capella type thing, but really good defensively. So I'm excited to see what he looks like, or what Bam looks like against Mark Williams, and if he can kind of give him like the, nope, I'm still the all-star in this division type treatment, and see what that looks like tomorrow night. But I think, ultimately, I think they do win these three games. And then the Bulls, they should win that too. So we really should be looking at a 9-game winning streak, which is very unheat-like. So odds are they'll slip up one of those games. If I had to guess, it would be the Nets. But I will pick them to win each one of them, because honestly, they're playing good basketball right now. It's not perfect, but they're very locked in on the defensive end. And offensively, they're getting enough. And I think you have guys who maybe in the past weren't willing and capable of stepping up and kind of like elevating their games a little bit and doing past what their role typically is with everyone healthy. But now they look to be showing the part. Kyle's willing to do a little bit more, and he's putting it all on the line. Duncan is playing a completely different brand of basketball. Jaime is a lot more left in the tank than I think we're even asking for from him. Jay Rich is even showing you some ability to hit like a couple pull-up jumpers, which if he can get
hit two a game. That's fantastic for us, honestly. And yeah, I think the squad is, it's deep. They're playing good basketball, and I expect that to continue.
Yeah, and one point that you actually reminded me of is how good this team as a whole has become at drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line, right? I mean, we're seeing it from, I mean, we saw it from Tyler before he went down. You know, we saw even Duncan getting some free throws. Bam Adebayo has insanely improved on the amount of free throws that he's been taking. And he's obviously been trying to get to the line more, which I love to see, right? When you're able to get to the line, you're able to slow the game down. And when it's not Jimmy having to put his body through that through the regular season, and it's a young guy like Bam Adebayo who can maybe take some of those more of those beatings down low and you know, get some of those free throws at the rim, attempts at the rim, I think that'll just be more effective as far as, like you said, letting Jimmy to rest and go from there. Matt, break down the next week of the season. How do you see it going for us?
I think it's probably like more 2-2. I think we beat Charlotte. For some reason, we just can't beat Brooklyn, to Gad's point. Like, they beat Miami by 30 last year, I think, towards the end of the season. And they also beat Miami. I think it was like by like close to double digits after that trade. I mean, it's just this iteration of Brooklyn's given Miami problems, more or less. And then I think we split the Chicago. I think it's like a back-to-back road, if I can remember correctly. Not like a back-to-back day, but it back-to-back.
Yeah, no, I believe you're correct. You are correct.
And so I think Miami drops one of those. So I think 2-2 is like just in my head, realistically, what they go at least over these next four games.
Yeah, I'm feeling 3-1. You know what I mean? I feel like we can get three of these games. I think defensively we're good enough to hold these teams off, to be honest. You know, I think with obviously Tyler going down sucks, right? But when you have like Haywood Highsmith coming back and Jaquez playing the way he is, and obviously Jimmy's eventually going to show something for us. And, you know, Bam Adebayo is playing all essentially the best defense of anybody in the entire association. So I definitely think that Miami's going to go 3-1. Like you said, we're bound to slip up on one of these games. You can win and lose on every given night. But I think the more likely one for some reason is Charlotte, because I think LaMelo's been killing it. I think the last week he's been playing really good. We just know those high energy, faster teams sometimes give Miami Heat some trouble. And the same thing with Brooklyn, right? Obviously, they've got a lot of young wings too there that can give Miami problems as well. But I think it's one of those games. I think Miami versus Chicago. Chicago hasn't been playing really good ball this year at all. So I think Miami does a really good job and beats them out. As far as Anthony's comment real quick about the preseason predictions going into the top lottery pick. Mateo, before I let you break that down, Gad, I'll let you answer the question.
Is it too early in the season to believe that some of these draft productions that are saying the Miami protected pick they traded to OKC in 2024 is going to be a top lottery pick? So if I understand what you are saying here, Anthony, I think people may have overreacted to the Heat's inactivity this offseason. They're still a good team. They have a really good formula that they've been following, and it has worked. Barring insanely poor three-point shooting variance, this will probably be a playoff team once again. And the fact that maybe people would believe that's a lottery pick seems like an overreaction, but the East is getting better. So I'm not going to hold anybody for their opinions, but I don't believe that this will be a lottery pick in the slightest. This looks like all of the makings of a playoff team.
Yeah, I think anybody who thought that we were going to be a lottery team really kind of like overreacted, you know, with not getting who we wanted to get potentially, right? But I mean, this team is still good enough to not be a lottery team. I mean, the injury luck that we had last year, the amount of players we had out, just the way we had to grind through the entire season, the terrible three-point shooting that has really showed that that was a really dip compared to what we're used to as a team. Throughout most of the early parts of that season, the Miami Heat team could not hit a three-point shot, right? And luckily, we got correction out the wazoo when it came to the playoff and making it to the finals. So luckily, that was able to happen. But this season is a lot more balanced as far as the type of shots we're getting. I feel like we're not forcing it as much either. Ball movement has been a lot better. We're seeing a lot less isolation, in my opinion. And the isolation that we are getting from like Bam Adebayo has been elite, right? He's been not hesitating and taking those jumpers. And man, against the Hawk, I think he went, what, 6 for 6 in the middies, and he's been absolutely killing it. But Mateo, I want you to close this out as far as next week. Give us your prediction. How do we go over the next 4 games?
You know, I think they win them all. And I'm not trying to sound like a homer here. The one that really scares me the most is the Charlotte game, because in the past, the Heat had this very bad habit of playing down to the level of competition. But although this one scares me the most, I don't see them losing to the Goon Squad. Seriously, the Chicago Bulls, I just think the way Bam is playing is just such a matchup for him to exploit with Nikola Vucevic. As far as the Nets, Cam Thomas is out with an ankle injury, so the Heat doesn't have to throw out the kitchen sink at him defensively to slow him down. So, man, give me a 4-0 in this one.
Absolutely, man. I think this Heat team has really kind of earned the trust of the fan base back just by the way they've played. Obviously, you know, there's topics going around of, you know, with the way everybody's been playing, should we have still gotten Dame? The answer is yes. Easily, you know what I mean? We still should have gotten him. But that being said, this team has shown a lot of promise as far as going into next part, the latter part of the season. I don't think it was until late of last season that we actually even broke 500. It took us a lot more games this season. We've already broken 500 and we're already have a 5-game winning streak, right? So this team has a long way to go. There's a lot of developments that this team can make before comes playoff time, right? We're still going to see the growth of, like you said, Jaime. We still haven't seen Caleb yet. Haywood Highsmith is becoming a legitimate defensive threat for this team. Bam Adebayo is a top 3 center in the NBA, and Jimmy Butler hasn't even started trying yet. So there's a lot of different things for this Heat team that could break right. And for us to lock ourselves in as like a top 3, top 4 seed in the East, which I do see us doing if we can stay good as far as injuries and everything comes to that. But like I said, this, as long as this team can stay healthy and stay competitive, we're always going to have a shot come playoff time. So as that goes, Gad, Matt, Mateo, I appreciate all you guys joining. Everybody in the comments, Mr. Donut, Dan, Anthony, Manzano, Mr. Ben, and then also we had one more, LP Fan 23. Appreciate everybody for joining us. Make sure you guys, if you aren't already, make sure you guys like the video. Make sure you subscribe to the 5 Reasons Sports Network. Follow all of us on Twitter or X, whatever it's called. And then also make sure you guys follow us and like us on our podcast feeds as well. But until next week, guys, this was the Miami Heat Floor Crew, and let's go Heat.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.